You can follow along with us next on a trip to China, to locations that are not supposed to exist anymore. Last year, China moved to abolish its notorious system of re-education through labor camps. For more than half a century, the country put people in labor camps without trial if officials disapproved of what they did or said. Since those days are said to be over, NPR's Frank Langfitt went to find out what has become of the country's several hundred labor camps and their prisoners.
It's a beautiful sunny morning in Shanghai, and I'm heading off on a re-education through labor camp road trip. I'm going to drive around the city in the outskirts to visit some of the labor camps to see if they've actually closed and what's going on. My assistant, Yang, has put together an itinerary. We have a GPS. Yang, where'd you find the addresses for these labor camps?
I found these addresses from websites of some Shanghai law firms. Some lawyers put out this information so that inmates' relatives can visit their loved ones.
We drive for an hour and then leave the expressway.
After 400 yards, turn left.
So just took a left-hand turn, and I'm in front of a Sofitel resort with all these fountains and red tile roof. It's kind of a Spanish mission-style resort. 5 minutes beyond the resort, we're passing labor camps and prisons with 30-foot-high walls and watchtowers. The juxtaposition of luxury and authoritarianism might seem surreal elsewhere, but in China, it's pretty normal and emblematic of the country's mix of repression and hyper-capitalism. Along the road, we come to the austere gray stone entrance to a labor camp for juveniles. I approach a pair of guards and ask if it's still open.
So you need the Lao Zhao So, the Hai Shi Lao Zhao So, Ma?
不是了,还被拆掉了。现在不是了。现在不是了。孩子不拆掉了。哦,是吗?
A guard says the sign has been removed and it's no longer a labor camp. So, what's it used for now? One of the guards opens his mouth to answer, only to have the other one elbow him in the ribs to shut him up.
现在目前我们还不太清楚。还不太清楚。
At the moment, he says, we're not too clear. Those sorts of claims of official ignorance are pretty normal in China, too. A couple of minutes away, down a two-lane country road, lies the Shanghai No. 3 re-education through labor camp.
It's amazing. It's not at all what I expected. It looks like they're like these big kind of townhouse villas with kind of like fake tile roofs and a long boulevard. And it almost looks, it's really weird, it almost looks like a housing complex.
There's even a basketball court and a running track and a temporary wooden sign that says the camp now operates as a drug rehabilitation center. Xu Jinwei, who owns a convenience store nearby, says inmates began pouring out last summer.
They were liberated. The re-education through labor system was abolished. No more re-education through labor. The government has a new policy. They had to let them out.
Xu says most of the inmates weren't from Shanghai and came to his store looking for help.
I took them to the bus station. They didn't know where they were. They had to spend too many years inside the camp, and when they were released all of a sudden, they became disoriented.
Xu says he's glad the camp finally released its inmates.
Re-education through labor certainly isn't good. If I don't like you, I can put you in a camp tomorrow. I can lock you up for 6 months, a year, or even a few years. There's no legal basis. This violates people's human rights.
We are seeing the dismantling of this particular institution, which is an amazing step.
Corinna Barbara Francis worked as Amnesty International's China researcher. She says journalistic exposés on torture in the camps, as well as gross injustice, doomed the system. For instance, in 2012, police in Hunan province locked up a woman because she publicly criticized them for protecting a brothel owner who had trafficked her 11-year-old daughter into prostitution.
There were sudden a number of cases that absolutely enraged the Chinese public. I think we are seeing a very interesting shift in China towards greater sensitivity on the part of the authorities towards domestic pressure, towards domestic opinion.
That doesn't mean Chinese people are now safe from extrajudicial detention. Francis says the government still uses mental institutions and secret jails, often converted motels, to warehouse people it doesn't like.
So essentially, while they're closing the camps down, what we're seeing on the ground is that many of the sensitive groups that have always been targeted are continuing to be targeted.
Like Falun Gong, the Communist Party has banned the spiritual meditation group, which it sees as a political threat. Some Falun Gong practitioners say they were abducted as they were being released from labor camps last year. A man surnamed Zhou from northeastern Heilongjiang province explains.
When I was coming out of the labor camp, they drove a car through the gate and I was asked to get in. I thought they were taking me home.
Instead, they took him to a so-called legal education center, really an empty office. Joe says he was forced to watch Communist Party videos and pressured to renounce his beliefs.
When my little sister tried to get into the brainwashing center to see me, the cops tasered her.
Joe says he knows a dozen Falun Gong practitioners who were immediately detained after their release from labor camp. The legal education center let Joe leave after more than 40 days. After spending a combined 13 months in custody, Joe says he's happy to finally be home. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.